All right, talking now with Dave Palazzi, who is the director of athletics at Leominster High School. And Dave, welcome to MSO. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing really well today. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing good. And you know, it's fall weather. Great game coming up Friday evening here in the North Shore at Peabody with Leominster visiting. But before I ask you a little bit about this year's edition, tell me a little bit about your background, Dave, at Leominster High School, because I know that you coached football very successfully there for quite a while and other stuff. And just tell me about your involvement in Leominster.
Yeah, I mean, I played for Leominster High School in the early 80s. My brother had played in the 70s, and my dad played in the 50s. My grandparents were supporters of the program, and I think, you know, that really, really says it all about Leominster football. We have a great following by a lot of the older folk, as I like to say, in Leominster. Very proud of Leominster football, Leominster tradition. A lot of community service with our football players, connecting to the community. Mayor involved. Everybody just loves Leominster football. We're more known for great rivalry with Fitchburg High School, over 130-year rivalry on Thanksgiving, and that's been national news before. So, you know, when you hear Leominster football, usually Fitchburg is involved in that. We've been involved in winning 12 Super Bowls throughout the state over the course of the years with the old format. So we have a long tradition in all of our athletics, but football really, you know, as many people say, it's all about football. And Leominster, as an athletic director, I want it to be all about every sport. But you know, you can't change the minds of some of the people in Leominster. They really love their Blue Devil football team.
Well, we like the multi-sport athletes too. But you know what's funny, Dave, is listening to you talk, it almost mirrors Peabody football traditionally as well, because I'm sure you probably know of the Betancourt family. They run throughout the city. The mayor is a former player. I mean, it's just amazing the similarities between the towns, and I think that speaks to the traditions of the educators and coaches involved in cities and towns. So you must be very proud of the way that you're still there helping out kids.
Sure, very excited. I mean, we through this whole new format of state playoffs, you know, you really, you know, I know Peabody, I think they were ranked 18th or 19th last year, just missed the playoffs. We had a very challenging season, so I know I had called over there to try to get a game, looking for some Division II opponents, and you know, it's really a good matchup. Obviously, both programs, storied programs, you know, they're not going to be down for long. And, you know, Peabody 4-0, really ripping it up on the field. Kind of a mirrored situation as Leominster this year with the shutouts we've had on defense and scoring points. So, you know, I think you're right in your assessment. Two programs very similar in stature, as well as the tradition of, you know, what it means. It's more than just a game, you know, for a lot of these kids involved in football. It's all about the community and the school and the band and the cheerleaders and, you know, the radio shows and the TV shows and doing the games.
Yep.
I mean, it's, you know, we can't even fit. Our TV guys are trying to get up there to fit in the booth, and you guys are just like us. So it's, you know, it's kind of comical in a sense, frustrating at times, but I think, you know, everybody wants to hear about our football program, as do they in Peabody. So, you know, it's a good thing that everybody wants to get a piece of the action, so to speak.
Well, I've been banned from the press box because there are so many people up there tonight, and I'm just gonna dress warm and have some hot chocolate. But
yeah,
you mentioned the team.
And you guys do a great job. I mean, all of you that support high school athletics, I mean, these kids, they really don't know what they have sometimes, and the amount of work that goes in. You know, with our family rivalry media, Todd Robbins, Kate Robbins, they do a great job here in Leominster, as you guys do there at Peabody. And, you know, I commend you for all the work that you do just to get the sport out there for people and get a little piece of the fall, get a great game. It's a great day, and everybody should be excited for tonight's game.
Well, full disclosure, me and my two partners, we're former educators, taught for many, many, many years, and we cover the whole North Shore. That's why it's so great to learn about your school. And, you know, one other thing before we talk about a little more about the football team, you mentioned the records, both 4-0, and listen to this. Leominster has scored 152 points and allowed 20. Beverly, 155 and 15. I mean, it's almost exact, so this should be a spectacular game. That said, tell me a little bit about Coach Gates and his staff.
Yeah, he's really done a great job. I mean, coaching in Leominster, he started in 2019, you know, probably the worst time to take over with the pandemic and the fall season two, and really never really had a good chance of getting his solid footing on a full season and a preseason, and really worked hard, great with kids. He's an educator himself, great leader. Has these kids doing the right thing, and they're really, you know, they put a lot of time and effort. We kind of struggled the past few years, and, you know, it's tough to coach in Leominster, and I think he's held his head high, and he's really done a great job this year, and he's got his coaches all pulling in the same direction. They're on the same page, and it really shows this year with a lot of the things that we've been doing on the field. So, you know, he's got a lot of pressure on himself, obviously, coaching this program. But I think he's carried himself well, and he's a good role model for our student athletes, and hopefully, you know, it just continues to carry on the field. Very proud of what he's doing.
I found two student athletes who have jumped off the page at us, and probably names we're going to be looking for this evening, Ricky and Canarcion and Makai Stinson-Newton. Those two kids, I'm sure there are other on the team, but can you tell me a little bit about the style of play for the football team?
Yeah, I mean, Ricky's more of an athlete. He does it all, offense, defense, running, catching the ball. Terrific student athlete, great kid, always smiling, always doing the right things with his peers. He's involved with the special needs kids at our high school, you know, National Honor Society, everything you really want out of a student athlete, and he plays the game the right way. As far as Makai, our running back, he's the same type of person, very good leader. He's actually in our technical school. We actually have almost half of our student athletes at Leominster are technical, involved in our technical part of our school. So Makai's a great leader in that respect. So two very wonderful young men who really take our program and put it out there, and they're good faces for our program, really.
Finally, David, tell me a little bit about fall sports. Halfway through the season now, how are your teams doing?
This is probably one of our most successful seasons as far as all of our teams, you know, really clicking on all cylinders. Our boys soccer team they're not doing as well as on their record as usual, but they're probably the second most challenging schedule in the whole state. Toughest schedule. Our girls soccer program doing very well. Volleyball, as I'm going to that game tonight, it's our pink night for volleyball, so we're excited what Coach Como's doing, and as well as our golf team's doing well. Field hockey's doing terrific, and you know, all of our teams are doing pretty well this year. Cross country coaches working hard, so it's a great season. I think it's really great for everybody. Every athletic director, win or lose, I mean, it seems like we're back to normal, putting the pandemic and all of the, you know, just trying to coach and teach and be an athletic director with in this environment. I think it's really, really a breath of fresh air to just go out there and let the kids do what they're passionate about and enjoy the game and play hard and do all those things. I mean, we can get some bus drivers with the busing. I mean, that would be the cherry on top of the
I know.
Here. But we're working hard at it. I know a lot of the bus companies are doing the best they can, but I think every athletic director would agree with me that, you know, it's good to see the kids back on the field just playing like they were before.
Absolutely.
You know, the pandemic had happened.
And I could editorialize against MCAS, but we'll leave that for another day. Coach,
I'm sure.
Hey, thank you so much, man. It makes a big geographical area small like a neighborhood when we talk sports. And it sounds like, well, you know, we've known you guys for 100 years. Looking forward to the game tonight. Appreciate it, and best of luck to you, Dave.
All right. Well, thanks so much, and you enjoy your weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That is Dave Palazzi, who is the athletic director at Leominster High School. Leominster and Peabody tonight on, well, not on MSO. We'll have reports on MSO. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.